beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc. Welcome to my podcast. Yes, everything supersonics and magic tech here on this podcast. But tonight I have a special announcement. Yes, those of you who have been following my work for some time know about my good friend, Joshua P. Warren, the expert in all things paranormal. Yes, well, it has been, an entire year since our last meetup, and last night I was interviewed on Joshua P. Warren Daily Podcast by none other himself, Joshua P. Warren. Yes. You know, we talked about psionics, and psionics covers a lot of territory. Whether we're talking about changing conformity in the world by will, manifesting material gain, or answering the quest of philosophers to conjure up a vision of society as a whole. Yeah, we talked about that and many other things. All of these questions and more were answered in my interview last night on Joshua P. Warren Daily Podcast. Yeah, so I'm going to leave a link for you in this podcast so you can click on it and go listen to our interview. And we interviewed for a good hour and 13 minutes, so enjoy. I know I enjoyed talking to my good old friend Joshua Warren, and I can't wait for our next meetup again. Now moving on, the Psionic Brotherhood is taking on new projects. Yep, we are. Some concern our good friends like Joshua Warren, as I've just mentioned, and other projects include resolving some of the issues about 5G and energy weapon threats aimed at society. Wowzers, do I have my work cut out for me or what? You don't even know. Well, the good news is that when people join me in the Verloc Insiders Club at Verloc.club, people will have a chance to take on some of the action right alongside your favorite masked man and team. Boom! We're everywhere on the planet today. From America to England, to France, India, and growing from continent to continent, from coast to coast, we're rocking the Psionic Brotherhood. Yeah. Well, before we dive into solutions about some of these global problems, let us take a look at what the reported problem is with this 5G stuff going on. Usually we begin by starting with the problems from the ground up with 5G, but tonight I'm going to jump straight to the greatest threat of all. So the largest problem I'll address first. In tonight's podcast, we're talking about the deployment of 5G satellites. That's right, up in outer space, beaming at us at our little blue and green planet. Why this is the largest of problems should be more obvious to many people, but I understand if a good number of people listening now do not understand its significance. So if you don't already know about wireless signals and reported potential health risk, you can do a keyword search for Jeremy Johnson and the wireless wake-up call on YouTube. That'll tell you most of what you need to know initially. But let me read you a quote from David Marinelli's website at davidmarinelli.net. That's davidmarinelli.net. And I quote, 5G is qualitatively and quantitatively different from 4G. The idea that we will tolerate tens to hundreds of times more radiation at millimeter wavelengths is based on faulty modeling of the human body as a shell filled with a homogeneous liquid. The assumption that millimeter waves do not penetrate beyond the skin completely ignores nerves, blood vessels, and other electrically conducting structures that can carry radiation-induced currents deep into the body. Another potentially more serious error is that phased arrays are not ordinary antennas. When an ordinary electromagnetic field enters the body, it causes charges to move and currents to flow. But when extremely short electromagnetic pulses enter the body, something else happens. The moving charges themselves become little antennas that re-radiate the electromagnetic field and send it deeper into the body. These re-radiated waves are called Brillouin precursors. They become significant when either the power or the phase of the waves changes rapidly enough. 5G will probably satisfy both criteria. In addition, shallow penetration in itself poses a unique danger to eyes and to the largest organ of the body, the skin, as well as to very small creatures. Peer-reviewed studies have recently been published predicting thermal skin burns in humans from 5G radiation and resonant absorption by insects, which absorb up to 100 times as much radiation at millimeter wavelengths as they do at wavelengths presently in use. Since populations of flying insects have declined by 75-80% since 1989, even in protected nature areas, 5G radiation could have catastrophic effects on insect populations worldwide. A 1986 study by Om Gandhi warned that millimeter waves are strongly absorbed by the cornea of the eye, and that ordinary clothing being of millimeter-sized thickness increases the absorption of energy by the skin by a resonance-type effect. Russell, 2018, reviews the known effects of millimeter waves on skin, eyes, including cataract, heart rate, immune system, and DNA. End quote. So essentially, we have a real problem here. Just the other month, by the way, I was reading through an article about 5G in which the government, is intending to spend billions of dollars to help big broadband companies construct stations and antenna all over the rural area of the United States alone. That was, as I remember, an article from Patrick Wood's website. That's technocracy.news. So you might want to check out what his people have to say as well about the whole 5G villainous master plan. What on earth is going on? And what on earth are we going to do about this? Yeah, I think that's the more important question. Once we know what is happening, we need to have a plan of action. What do you do about it? Of course, my colleagues understand that the money is going to speak louder than the majority of us. You know, we could get out there and beg the bigger fish not to install these frequency-generating monster networks. But are we then defeated? Do our pleas fall upon deaf ears? Well, we also have to understand that the machines of death and destruction move faster and more effectively against humanity as technology and industry grows. One day, very soon, this technological horror, and I'm talking about the technology taking off on its own here with artificial intelligence, and of course, you know, as always, money talks, well, the industrial beast is going to reign supreme. But yet, are there not some things which we can work on to make a difference? Well, I'm asking you for your ideas here. Contact me at verloc.com/contact and let me know what you think is the vulnerability of these giants, these companies who are working hard to lay down this energy field of death and pain and no turning back upon our planet. No, not only our planet, really, but above us in outer space as well. Imagine that. Here we are on this small blue and green planet amidst black seas of infinity, stuck with a bunch of evil little men who want to kill us all. You know, it starts to sound like a sci-fi movie, doesn't it? Well, we are living it, incarnate, in the flesh. So wake up, ladies and gentlemen. You tell me what you think would work. I mean, if you could rub a magic lantern, a genie's lamp, and have your wishes granted, what would those wishes be? Well, I might want to read you another quote here. And this has to do with our planet's natural radio frequency. And I quote, "This fine natural balance changed when humans discovered that they could create new non-ionizing EMR, also called radio frequency, RF, and use this to transfer data as an electric current through space. This has multiplied the EMR that all living organisms on Earth are exposed to. It is a fact that we are not biologically equipped to withstand this unprecedented blitz of EMR," end quote. And that was another quote from the same website. His name is David Marinelli, and his website is davidmarinelli.net. So, yeah, it looks like we're in for a real problem here. So, you know, it would seem that if we are ill-equipped for such high amounts of radio frequency, the only alternative to not having 5G is to leave the Earth, leave the planet. And is that what the globalists and technocrats are trying to tell us here? To get off of their planet? Well, I don't think so. But hey, if you've got space friends who are gonna pick you up, then maybe you could give them a good word for me, because I'd certainly rather not be on the surface of the planet when this 100% rollout of 5G takes the Earth. Sound like we have to ask our club members to join up, band together once again to save the world from these blasted, filthy bureaucrats, and then, of course, now some of the more sinister technocrats. Let us then start by first exponentially increasing the number of objections to the 5G big rollout and see what results we can get. You have your prayer board instruments. You have your wishing machines. Now do something. Be the hero of your own story. Now, this should give us a bit of time to work on any possible permanent solutions to the global problem that we're going to have with 5G in the very near future. On another subject, is the FCC protecting us? The short answer is that the organization is running on ideas which are essentially outdated, or so I've heard. Then we have the wireless lobbying. Yes. Industry funding heavily influences these regulations, folks. So perhaps we can look at psionics for influencing some of these bodies of power to actually start doing their jobs. You tell me, what would work, do you think? Will the world be willing to move back to wired internet versus wireless internet? I don't know. Well, the bigger problem here is that while we can take certain precautions, such as turning off our wireless routers when we go to bed, there are companies which can install wireless 5G antennas right on top of telephone poles next to our homes, maybe even right up next to our windows, depending on where you live. This is serious. People have purportedly died or become homeless. There's word that some people have committed suicide or have experienced terrible health problems due to this kind of wireless technology. But don't take my word for it. Go to YouTube and watch Jeremy Johnson's Wireless Wake-Up Call, and you'll know everything that I do now. Remember, essentially our bodies are electric. Our skin acts as a series of microantennas which carries these signals deep into the body. So stop by my contact page and let me know what you think the Psionic Brotherhood can do about it. Thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc tonight. And let's work hard to make the world a better place, shall we? Until next time, keep the magic high. This is your host, Tom Vrilla, signing out.